let's pray as the offering's now brought forward. Father, we thank you for your provision to us, for all that we have. And today we give back to you something, just a tiny percentage of all our blessings that we receive from you. Lord, help us to use this money wisely, whether it's given today through the banking system or whether it's in the way that we give through our time. Lord, we want to bless you and we want to further your kingdom in this place and around the world. So help us to do that wisely. Amen. Right, I'm back. Don't know about him. Oh, there you are, Detective. Where have you been?
Well,
I got back ages ago. I thought you got lost again. What happened?
My sonic magnifying glass. It's gone wrong.
It's gone wrong?
So I had to use this thing called a map.
A map? Why don't you use the map on your phone?
I think my whole system's gone down.
Oh, so you need a reboot?
I beg your pardon?
Well, not you. Your system. Anyway, at least you're here now.
Yeah. And it... I lost my place again. Seems to be a story of my life, really, doesn't it? But I did find another clue to follow.
Did you?
I found some footprints, which must be some kind of clue.
Footprints?
Especially as they led me back here.
Footprints?
Yeah, I made a copy of one. I've got one here. And I'm wondering if I can find the person that fits.
We better have a look, hadn't you?
Yeah, it might take me some time because I haven't got my magnifying glass now to help me.
Well,
so,
perhaps people could sort of hold their feet
up. I don't think I'll need this map, though, now I'm here. But I'll have a look around, see if I can see who it matches. Nah. Yeah. Did you know you got that on the bottom? Oh. Nah, it's not them. Can I have a look at your shoe, please?
Pardon?
Can I have a look at your shoe?
I haven't got a shoe, I've got a sandal.
Oh, that's all right. It's not going to be that one anyway. This looks like a No, maybe not. Hmm. Nah.
So it's not anyone here?
Nah, it don't seem to be. God.
Have you found anything else while you were looking?
Well, I did, actually. I found something at the back over there. You know, I'll put that down there for a minute. I might be able to find it, might be able to match it up later. There's some footprints over here I saw.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like someone's come in through this door.
Right.
And then they've... There's a load of stepping stones here. Yeah. It doesn't look like an ordinary set of path. These stepping stones have got words all over them.
Okay.
I think I might need a bit of a hand here, though. Would you like to help me, please? Thank you. It's always good to get a willing volunteer, isn't it? Now, what I need you to do, I think I'm going to have to write this down. So what I need to go over there. And what I need you to do is read out the words to me so I can write them down. Okay. Thank you. Give me a moment. It takes me a while to get over here. I'm getting a bit on. Okay, if you have the first word, please.
Way.
Ooh, it's gone louder.
The. Truth. And. The. Life.
Sorry, I'm going a bit deaf.
Life.
We've had light.
Life. With a f.
Life with a f.
Yeah.
How do you spell f?
No.
No.
Yes.
No. That sort of no.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. One. Comes. Two. The. Father. Except. Through. Me. Full stop.
Excellent. Okay.
Thanks. Willing volunteer. So, that's another way that Jesus described himself, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yep, for sure.
But isn't there something missing?
I guess so. What kind of thing?
There's something missing off the end, and I did notice something on your shoe a little while ago.
Did you?
Let me just see. Ah, it's you. What does it say? Ah, let's put that on there.
They fell over. What does it say?
It says John
14.
14.
6.
Anything else?
No.
No, just nice seeing you keep lifting your foot up.
No. So, it's the reference, isn't it? I think it's a good point thing for you to write it down on board.
But I've just realised something.
What?
If you're the culprit, you've made that mess over there.
Sorry. I'll have to let the person who does the vacuuming round here know he has a bit more work to do this week than usual.
It probably won't matter too much, I don't suppose.
Well, you made a mess a couple of weeks ago and he cleaned up after you then, didn't he?
Me? Make a mess? Did I?
You did.
Right. We found the place where John recorded what Jesus said. But what does it actually mean?
Well, when Jesus began his ministry, he invited people to follow him. Firstly, his disciples, and then other people after them. You see, Jesus didn't come just so that people could listen to him talk about things. He came to tell them the good news about God's kingdom. And he didn't come just so that people could watch what he did as he healed the sick and set people free. He called people to be with him as they journey through life.
So why did Jesus call people to follow him?
Because Jesus is the only way to heaven. If we follow Jesus and walk with him, following in his footsteps, he'll lead us there.
So that's all for the future, right?
No, it's for right now. You see, Jesus is the way for us to know God the Father now and to become part of his family as we journey with him.
And there's no other way?
Well, no, the Bible makes it very clear. Just look at that verse. I am the way. That Jesus says there's only one way, and that way is him.
But Jesus said, I am the way and the truth. What did he mean by that?
About being the truth. Well, if we're going to choose to follow Jesus, then it's important for us to know that he's telling the truth. He didn't say he spoke the truth, which of course he does, but that he is the truth. Which, if Jesus was just like an ordinary man, that would be a bit of an odd thing to say, wouldn't it? But we know that Jesus also claimed to be God. We find that elsewhere, and we read it in John chapter 8, verse 58.
Very truly, I tell you, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am.
I am. So that brings us right back to the beginning, when we first figured out that Jesus said these things, beginning, I am. He made the connection with God, calling himself, I am.
Exactly, from that verse in Exodus.
God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you.
Speaking of which, you haven't made the puzzle up this week. I think you'd better do that now. But where are the pieces? Steve, where are the pieces? You had them last week. You'll have to have a look for them. Someone's been in.
Have you got them? This looks like a guilty person here.
I'm not touching it again.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, around here somewhere. They've got to be here, haven't they? Somewhere. Ah! Well, who sits at the piano? It must be Mary Ann. God.
She's looking quite guilty.
Ah, she's guilty. Right. Well, we've got the jigsaw bits. Now we just need to put it together for one final time. So you know what that means? You know what that means?
Yes.
Yay.
Come on, then. Do you want to put them all out? Look, it'd be easier if they're spread out on the floor, won't it? Where do they all go?
Where do they go?
You should be
able
this done in no time. You've done it so many times now, haven't you?
I'll just stand here. No, I don't think that's quite right, is it? Oh, they're getting all that. That bit goes over here. That's it.
Getting there. Doing a good job.
Straighten it up.
Who would have thought a 9-piece puzzle would take so long to do? Oh, I think the one at the bottom needs changing.
Almost there.
I think the one you've got there goes at the bottom instead of that one. Oh, nearly.
No.
Ah, chaos. Right. Stand it back up again.
I think they've been taking directions from Will and Rob from the other week.
Right. That way.
Yay!
Phew. Great, that's
next
fantastic.
Time I'm going to make it out with 1,000 pieces.
So Jesus had made this claim of being I am, and people thought that was quite daring at the time, and some people still think it is today. But the truth is that Jesus is God's son, and his claim to be the truth was proved when he rose from the dead, which no ordinary man could do. So if we want to know what the truth is, we need to look at Jesus, because his words are words that we can trust and we can build our lives on. And we have his words written down in the Bible for us to read.
Hang on a minute. Don't forget the last bit. It says, and the life.
Well, that's true. He did say, I'm the life too. That kind of means that Jesus isn't an add-on to our lives, someone to fit into a few minutes a day or in the time we spend together on a Sunday morning. He's to be our whole life.
I hear what you're saying, but it's a whole lot of information. Can you sum it up a bit?
Sure. We've been created for relationship with God, so Jesus is the way to having that relationship. Jesus is the truth, so we can trust what he says. And he is the life, so following him each day will bring us life to the full, both now and forever.
Okay, that sounds like quite a good summary.
So we found the verse where John recorded this. I think we found them all now over these past few weeks, haven't we?
Yeah, we haven't. You know what? I should have written them all down.
You should have started one of these boards before, shouldn't you?
Yeah,
you
should have.
But there are some visual clues around that will help to you to remember all the different I am sayings.
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you what. Let's have a look at them. Right, let's see if we can remember what they all are. Right, so I'm sure this one was I am the candle, yeah? Was this I am the candle? No? What was it then? I am the light. Thank you.
I am the light of the world. Oh. Well done.
Okay. Right. And then week two, we had, I am the grapes. Is that right? I am the grapes. Was that what it was?
It wasn't I am the grapes then, and it isn't now.
What was it? I am the... Do you know, I think we should get Carol to do this. She's a lot better than I am. I am the true vine. Okay, yeah. And what was that one? I am the cross.
No.
What was that one then?
Can anyone help him? I am the resurrection and the life. Well done.
Right, and then. Which, I don't know which order they get. Was it that one next? Or, it doesn't matter, really,
no,
does
do
it?
Do that one.
So what's this one? I am a... What's that? I am the gate. Yeah. I am the door. I am the gate.
I am the door. I am the gate. And, I think, there was another one as well.
Yeah, what was it else with it? All right, can't hear you.
The good shepherd.
Thank you.
I am the good shepherd. There's one more clue.
And what was this last one? I am a squiggle.
I am the roll. I am not I am the roll. I am the bread.
I am the bread. Just a loaf of bread. I'm a loaf of bread.
I am the bread of life.
Bread of life.
And we add in today saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Right, so does that mean we've solved the mystery then?
You better have one final hunt for clues, just in case you've missed anything.
No magnifying glass. I might need a bit of a hand from you all. Let's see if we can search and find this last clue. I think there might be one. Oh! I found something down here.
Okay. What have you found?
Oh, I don't know. Some strange squiggles.
Well, we'll have to figure out what they mean. Do you want to hold them up? Shall I hold one? You hold the other one. What do you think they mean? Alpha and Omega?
Alpha and Omega? Is that some weird code or something?
It's not a secret code, it's a different language.
I'm no good with languages, it's all Greek to me.
These actually are Greek. Honestly. Alpha is the first letter of the alphabet.
She writes it, I say it.
Omega, hold it up, honestly. And Omega is the last one. And in the last book of the Bible, which is called Revelation, this is how Jesus refers to himself. Let's check what it says. And did you know that Christian tradition holds that the same John who wrote the book we've been looking at over these past few weeks also wrote Revelation as well? Let's hear what the verses from Revelation 21 say.
He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost, from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children."
And that's who we are, right?
Yes, when we choose to follow Jesus, we become part of God's family. That's who he says we are, his children.
Isn't there a song, something about that? I'll tell you what, you sing it, I'll go off and see if I can get my sonic magnifying glass mended. Might need it again.
You don't want it malfunctioning again, do you? So why don't we do that? Let's stand and sing as well. We'll sing this song that talks about who we are and who Jesus says we are.
Broke me, he knows his love for me.
Wonderful. Now, again, we've got an opportunity to think about our theme today for the next 10 minutes or so. As usual, grab a refill of your coffee or tea if you want one. Explore the engagement stations, or you can sit quietly and reflect, or perhaps on the words of the songs that we'll play, and we'll gather back together in about 10 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you.
into your engagement, but if we could just gather back together, we'll have further opportunity to engage in the prayer stations over coffee shortly. But we're going to gather back together and be ready. We've got a video to watch, and then we'll come to sing in our final song together. So if we can move towards being ready to listen to the video, that would be really great.
Nice guy.
I am dry.
I am funny.
I am sometimes a little slow on the uptake.
I'm a gentleman, just like my mother raised me.
I am shrewd, but fair.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
I am more than a demographic.
I am a human being. I am not an animal.
Someone who doesn't know when to give up.
I'm looking for something more than this.
I am full of longing. I want to see the face of God. I want to understand what life is all about. I want to understand the heart of the Lord. His will for us all.
If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
And that leads us to singing our final song together that talks about God being the one who makes the way for us. So we're going to stand your able and we'll sing our final song together, talking about God being our way maker. Because he's been here with us this morning through all that we've done. And that's why we're here. We're here to worship our way maker.
In the darkness, my God, that is. stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God.
Yes, this is who Jesus says he is. I am the light of the world. I am the true vine. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the bread. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. And I am the way, the truth, and the life. And together these statements can help us to understand more about who Jesus is and his ministry and what this means for us. They show us that Jesus is the way to eternal salvation. So choosing to follow him and keep on following him is the most important decision that we can make. And then staying connected with him, this helps our relationship deepen and grow. And then that allows him to be seen in and through us in our actions and our words, showing others who Jesus is so they too can come and follow him. And as we follow him, he guides and he leads us. He gives us direction. And then we know that all this way, he cares for us and protects us. And we put all these together and it establishes who we are. As the song we sang earlier said, we are chosen, we are forgiven and free. We are who he says we are. We are each able to say, I am a child of God. But even after all this investigation over these past few weeks, the question, who do you say I am, remains. If you were with us right at the start of the series when we asked that question, I wonder, might you answer that differently now, having looked at all we have done over these past few weeks?
But however you may answer that question, I think that there's always more to discover about him. In a way, he remains something of a mystery, because there's always something new for us to learn and understand about him. So let's keep investigating, keep seeking, keep finding out more about Jesus, the great I am, our King. I wonder, do you know him?
The King of the Jews. He's a King of Israel. He's a King of righteousness. He's a King of the ages. He's a King of heaven. He's a King of glory. He's the King of kings, and he's the Lord of lords. That's my King. I wonder, do you know him? My King is a sovereign King. No means of measure can define his limitless love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's Son. He's a sinner's Savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient Savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meek. I wonder if you know him. He's a key to knowledge. He's a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway of deliverance. He's a pathway of peace. He's a roadway of righteousness. He's a highway of holiness. He's a gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his light is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy. And his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you. He's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. Well, you can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off of your hand. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Well, the Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. Yeah! That's my king. That's my king.